from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I think we were in a situation today, and it's the first time I've seen it. Like, we tried to do a little bit too much, you know? I mean, today's the first game during this streak where I didn't think we played well. You know, at all, we've had games where we've been close. I think the most important thing is this group's got to stay together. I mean, they played good baseball for 3.5 months. We're in a tough stretch right now. They got to stay together.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 Derek. Oh, boy. Not good. Not good at all, guys. When you're saying the group needs to stay together, that means there are signs, there are indications, there are reasons to believe that the group is not staying together. Because he's not going to say that right at the first drop. No, he's going to say that when the cup, the mug is filled like halfway up to the top. It's not going to be, we need to stay together. I'm saying this on the front end. No, we need to stay together because maybe they're not staying together. And when you're not staying together and you're losing a whole bunch of baseball games, who's that fall on? It falls on the manager. And I think Derek Shelton, if he's not losing the locker room, I might be surprised by that because we do have some indications.
Mm-hmm.
Jiwon Bae grounds out 2 nights ago, doesn't run hard. Rowdy Tellez should have been on second base. He wasn't because he wasn't running hard. The fundamentals, which have been up and down all season long, have really gone to hell in a handbasket. All of these are signs of guys, if they know it or not, checking out. But when I hear that from Derek Shelton, and there's another portion of that quote we need to get into, but when I hear that from Derek Shelton, we need to hold this team together. We need to stay together. I bet you it's not together right now.
No. No, because, yeah, you're getting signs and indications like, hey, like, this is my job now, is to make sure that this doesn't go in a direction that is very, very serious. And right now it is serious, but not very, very serious. You wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that if you didn't get the inclination that it was already happening.
Right.
Like, you would just be like, yeah, we just got to keep pushing. We just got to keep pushing. We got to finish this season out strong. But to go out there and use the words that we need to stay together, that means that there's a guy here, there's a guy there, there's a guy doing this, there's a guy, you know, just sitting there eating sunflower seeds and not even giving a care in the world. Like, it is already happening, and that's a shame. That's a shame. And we talked yesterday or a couple days ago about these guys being engaged, and have they just lost the want? Are they checked out?
Demoralized.
They're checked out. And I get it. I've seen teams and been a part of teams that have done this. But it all points to one person, really, right now. Whenever you're boots on the ground and operationally, like, I know we want to look at the big picture, look top to bottom from ownership to general manager to manager, but the operation on a day-to-day basis, it points to one person, and that is the manager.
Yeah, when the fundamentals aren't there, when the requisite want-to and work ethic isn't there, then it does point to the manager.
Uh-huh.
And I think Derek Shelton's a very nice man, but you can't lose 10 consecutive games when at the start of that streak, you are right in the thick of the playoff race. It can't happen. You just mentioned you've been part of stuff like this. I've been covering sports in this town and watching sports for a long time. And when a team has like a closed door meeting, closed door meeting, players only meeting, the season's over. When stuff like that happens, you're done. when you hear a manager, a coach say, we've got to stick together, they're not sticking together. You just know it. You can hear it in the tone. You can compare it to past precedents when you've heard similar things from people. This is a manager who now does not know what to do. And you can't lose your 10th consecutive game to a guy you threw away at the trade deadline.
Oh, man. Talking about just digging deep. Dig it deeper.
That is as low of a low point as you could possibly have. When Martin Perez goes out there and strikes out 8 buckos, gives up 1 earned and 5 1/3, guess what the most strikeouts he had in the game was this year, Doran?
3.
It's 8, and it was yesterday against the Pirates.
I thought you meant before that.
Yeah, I didn't phrase that my best. Yeah, could have done better. Can we hold this show together? Can we stay together? Are we going to be able to stay together through this?
Yes.
Through these hard times, yes. Through my poor phrasing? Can we stay together?
Yes.
The other part of the Shelton quote, I'll just play it again, because this hits you like a sack of bricks before you get to the second part of the quote that hits you with the sack of bricks.
I think we were in a situation today, and it's the first time I've seen it, like we tried to do a little bit too much. You know, I mean, today's the first game during this streak where I didn't think we played well.
What? Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Do you even understand the words that are coming out of your mouth? Was that Rush Hour 2?
Yeah.
My man, my brother, my friend, Derek. That's the first time in this streak we haven't played well?
Yikes.
I get that, what, 6 of these games have been one-score games? Just because you lose a one-score game, just because you're right there doesn't mean you played well.
Right. Oh, man.
Like, sometimes you get out-baseballed. Sometimes you play a clean game. The other team plays a clean game, and they beat you by 1 because they're Arizona and they're better than you. But when it happens that frequently, and now you've lost 10 games in a row, and the final game of that stretch was against Martin Perez, who you thought so little of, you gave him up for basically free at the trade deadline. You can't tell me that you've been playing well. This is a guy that does not have it. Derek Shelton, and I do hate to do stuff like this. Mm-hmm. People don't think so because the whole Matt Canada thing. You never want to have to call for someone's job, especially someone that you've heard is a good guy. And I've heard nothing but great things about Derek Shelton, the man. He'll be fine. He'll land on his feet. He can't be the manager next year. He can't. I'm not sure he should finish out the season. A 10-game losing streak whenever you were darn near close to a playoff spot at the start of the thing?
Right.
You're right there. You are right there.
I just don't understand how you can sit there and rationalize how it would get better next year if this regime came back.
Like, exactly.
What are the necessary moves to make this better? Will you actually make those moves? And if you do make those moves, like you tried to this year with De La Cruz and IKF, do you expect the nucleus of coaches and the manager to handle it properly to win?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where it's at. Like, I don't understand. You cannot sit there and talk yourself into thinking that this is a winning formula for 2025. There's no way.
No, you can't.
There's no way.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You can't.
And I don't know what direction you're going to go in. I mean, you know, there's names, I guess, out there, but that doesn't even matter right now. But I just know that this is what it is.
Would it be the worst thing in the world to just give Donnie Kelly a 40-game audition?
No.
I don't think it would be.
No.
He's thought of pretty highly.
But then you're getting back into the Steelers situation.
Yeah, you're hiring the next closest warm body. You are. And you're not going to fire Shelton now, Don Kelly take over, and be able to get yourself back into the playoff race. Like that's just not going to happen. It's not like it would be a midseason firing for the Penguins, like when Bielsma comes in, like when Sullivan comes in. There's just not enough time for that to make a difference. You would only be doing it to get a look at your bench coach as the big guy. So, I mean, I could see it because this is so embarrassing, and just listening to Derek Shelton, you don't have any answers. But on the whole, too, you know, he's been married to Andy Haynes. He's also a hitting coach by trade. Key Brian Hayes has regressed. Edward Olivares, a guy that had an OPS over 700, he hasn't been that guy this year. Michael A. Taylor, who hit 20-plus homers last season, ain't been close.
I mean,
to that this year.
Rowdy Tellez half the year.
Rowdy Tellez, you look at his numbers, just overall, no good. Jack Sawinski, Henry Davis.
And then the big one of the regression is O'Neill Cruz. Did you say him?
No, because I don't look at, I'm talking about hitting, and I don't see any regression from him at the plate. I see growth from him. Not as much growth, and I guess we could throw that.
Has he gotten better? Is he meeting the expectation, and not the expectation of being a top 10 player in Major League Baseball, but the expectation of his talent and his performance and what you should get out of both? I don't think that he's even come close to his talent and performance and succeeding that way.
Overall, I would agree with you. I think at the plate.
How many home runs does he have?
18. But he only played 9 games last year. I'll say this. If O'Neill Cruz is to achieve his potential, is this the right coaching staff? No. No. Because if it were, then they'd be able to get stuff out of Key Brian Hayes. Jack Sawinski can't even hit in the minors right now. Henry Davis crushes it down there every time he comes up. He struggles to get to the Mendoza line. You just can't come back next year with this front office. And you can't come back next year with this manager. And I don't think they'll do both. I think there's a chance they do neither. If they do one or the other, I do think it would be Derek Shelton that would go. Because listen to this. You love when I do that. Listen to this. This should make people sick. If the Pirates want to match last season's win total, match it, they have to go 20-22 down the stretch. You think they're going to go 20-22?
No.
Me neither.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.